rest of the story. The Nazis were the National Socialist German Workers' Party. But how much did Hitler really care about German workers? In 1934, Adolf Hitler told Ferdinand Porsche to design a brand new automobile. Not a fancy, expensive roadster, but an economy car. A small, reliable car, which the working man could afford. Well, Porsche found the Führer's suggestion most intriguing, for he, Porsche, had longed to produce such a vehicle since World War I. By the time he'd actually built a demonstration car, however, there was a depression and nobody wanted to invest. So Hitler's request rekindled Porsche's interest. The designer set out immediately to develop a new concept in automotives. The Führer never lost track of the project. In fact, it took 4 years and 38 prototypes to make Hitler happy. He called the final satisfactory prototype the KDF car. KDF, it stood for Kraft durch Freude, means strength through joy. Hitler was so enamored of the phrase that he had it engraved on the cornerstone of a huge new automobile plant at Fallersleben. And there, the Führer declared, would the people's car be manufactured. But now the plot thickens. The Nazis promised that the Fallersleben plant would produce 1.5 million cars a day. The German labor front would provide the initial financing. However, the German workers themselves were the ones who really picked up the tab. You see, if a worker so requested, he could have 5 marks withheld from his weekly paycheck. In the late 30s, that would have been equivalent to about $1. Anyway, that money was to be deposited in a special account each week for 150 weeks. And according to the terms of this Nazi installment plan, after that period of almost 3 years was up, the participating worker would be assigned a number, entitling him to a new KDF car, a people's car, for himself. Adolf Hitler never told his German workers the rest of the story. The first workers should have begun receiving their new automobile sometime in 1941. But before that time, that same year, the Nazis terminated the KDF project. It was announced that the Fallersleben plant, intended to produce KDF cars, would now be devoted full-time to the manufacture of arms and war machinery. It was a swindle, of course. By the time the project was abandoned, the Nazis had drawn almost $17 million from the workers' weekly paychecks, and not one worker got a car, not one worker got his money back. The few KDF cars that were manufactured went to Nazi VIPs. So much for the noble philosophy of the Socialist Party devoted to the workers of Germany. By now, you've surely guessed the automobile that Hitler told Porsche to design, the economy car supposedly invented with the German working man's budget in mind, the vehicle Hitler called Strength Through Joy, was always, even in the beginning, referred to as the people's car. And people's car in German, of course, is Volkswagen. Interesting, isn't it, even though high Nazi officials were the only Germans to receive Volkswagens during World War II. It was eventually to become an economy car for the working man and the working woman. That is, for the American capitalist workers whom Hitler had hoped to destroy. Now you know the rest of the story.